Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We continue with our discussion related to racism in Islam and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he had prohibited us from showing any form of racism. On the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, this was perhaps the most prominent and the most important address that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conveyed to the congregation. It was his farewell address, the farewell khutbah, the well-known khutbah. And in that very important address and khutbah to the Arabs from all over the Arab Peninsula and beyond, to all of mankind, what was the khutbah, what was the message? He dealt with racism. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La qabla li arabiyin ala ajli. Rasulullah said, an Arab enjoyed no superiority over a non-Arab. وَلَا لِعَجْمِ عَلَىٰ عَرَبِ. And a non-Arab does not enjoy any superiority over a non-Arab based on color and based on race. وَلَا لِأَبْيَدْ عَلَىٰ أَسْوَدْ. A white man has absolutely enjoys no superiority over a black man because of the color. And وَلَا لِأَسْوَدْ عَلَىٰ أَبْيَدْ. And a black man enjoys no superiority over a white man. Rasulullah SAW dealt with racism openly, frankly, and clearly. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. The criteria, as we mentioned before, in the sight of Allah, what makes you superior to the next person in the court of Allah is your level of Allah consciousness. That is the criteria in the court of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, النَّاسُ مِنْ آدَمُ. Everyone comes from one single soul, and that is Adam. وَآدَمُ الْتُرَابُ. And Adam was created with different types of color of sand and soil. Allah Ta'ala grant us understanding.